Okay, so you know that feeling, right? When you're about to give a presentation and your palms are like Niagara Falls and your heart's doing this weird drum solo.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
we've all been there, am I right?
Totally, totally.
But like, what if there was a way to just like hit the skip button on all that stress, still deliver an amazing presentation, but without the whole nervous breakdown beforehand? That's what we're diving into today with this whole Event Anywhere thing. You sent over some seriously interesting articles about this platform and honestly just the future of presentations in general. So let's unpack this, shall we? What's the most important stuff for our listeners to know about Event Anywhere?
So the really fascinating thing here is that Event Anywhere, it's not just like another tech tool, you know, it's actually like a symptom of this massive shift we're seeing towards pre-recorded content everywhere. It's like how everyone and their grandma is making TikToks and YouTube videos these days.
Oh, 100%.
Event Anywhere is kind of bringing that same logic to presentations. And in a way, it forces us to really ask, like, what does live even mean anymore?
It's true. Remember those like old school webinars where you literally had to be glued to your screen at like 2 p.m. on a Wednesday or you'd miss the entire thing? And heaven forbid your Wi-Fi acted up.
Korea.
Event Anywhere is like, peace out, limitations. They're all about that on-demand life. Watch whenever, wherever. And like, you know how you'd catch up on your favorite podcast, right?
Exactly. And honestly, I think that actually ties into this whole rise of like asynchronous communication and learning.
Oh, tell me more about that.
So people, they want to engage on their own terms these days, you know, on their own time. So you, as someone with a crazy busy schedule, you can now like absorb that crucial presentation info between meetings, on a flight, even like during breakfast if you want. No more scrambling to fit into some rigid time slot.
Okay, I see where you're going with this, but hold up a sec. Pre-recording presentations. Doesn't that strike you as a little, I don't know, inauthentic maybe? Like part of the beauty of a live presentation, at least for me, has always been that raw energy, right? The unexpected moments, that feeling that like anything could happen. What happens to all that spontaneity when everything's like pre-planned and polished to a high sheen?
You've hit on such an interesting point. And it's interesting because Event Anywhere, they actually let you pre-record, but then you stream it as live.
Well, wait, really? So it's like, what, a hybrid situation?
Precisely. And honestly, I think it's brilliant because it addresses that psychological aspect of presenting. You see, by removing that pressure of a live audience, like right there in the moment, it can really, I mean, significantly reduce anxiety for the presenter. And that often leads to a better, more engaging delivery overall.
That makes a ton of sense. Gosh, I've definitely had those moments where I'm so busy freaking out about messing up that I totally blank on what I was even going to say next.
Exactly. And it's not even just about like avoiding those awkward pauses or the dreaded tech glitches. It's about tapping into that confident, clear version of yourself that can sometimes, you know, hide in the shadows a little bit when those nerves kick in.
Okay, I'm with you on that. But still, isn't there a risk that the presentation might end up feeling a bit, I don't know, too rehearsed, too perfect almost?
You've hit the million-dollar question, haven't you? Like, can a pre-recorded presentation truly capture that like electric energy of a live event? Or does that ability to edit and refine, does it actually diminish the authenticity of the message you're trying to get across?
It's a tough one. It's almost like, are we like sleepwalking into a world where perfect is the new authentic? And you know what? This whole thing isn't even just about presentations anymore, is it? This whole pre-recording thing is like exploding everywhere you look these days. It's kind of
Absolutely.
wild when you think about it.
Think about it. We carefully curate our Instagram feeds. We edit our Zoom backgrounds. Even this podcast, right? It's all about like putting our best foot forward, even if it means maybe sacrificing a tiny bit of spontaneity along the way.
So if we're all doing it, I mean, is it really inauthentic at that point, or are we just like adapting to this new world where how we present ourselves online is becoming just as crucial as how we show up in person?
That's the crux of it. An Event Anywhere is like right there on the front lines of this whole shift. They've clearly put a lot of thought into the user experience and
Speaking of user experience, one thing that really jumped out at me from those articles you sent was how Event Anywhere handles all the, well, the logistics, you know. And we all know how crucial those behind-the-scenes details are. There's nothing worse than like eagerly waiting for a webinar to start, only to wrestle with the tech for half the time. By the time you figure it out, the whole thing's over.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir. It's 2024. The technology should just work, you know? And it seems like Event Anywhere really gets that. They're platform, it's designed for both flexibility and ease of use.
So no more battling with those clunky registration systems or like software that requires a PhD to understand.
From everything I've gathered, they've really streamlined the whole nine yards, from scheduling and registration to, get this, post-event content sharing.
Wow.
They've clearly thought of everything.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Especially these days when it feels like there are like a zillion online events happening every minute.
Yeah.
Anything that can make our lives a little bit easier, I'm here for it, honestly.
And it's not even just about convenience at this point. It's about recognizing that in a world that's absolutely overflowing with content, a seamless user experience that can honestly make or break you. If it's too difficult to join, people are just going to click away. It's that simple.
And that is the last thing you want after putting your heart and soul into crafting the quote unquote perfect presentation, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So it's sounding like Event Anywhere is definitely doing a lot of things right. But the big question is, are they actually living up to all the hype? And even more importantly, what does it all mean for you, the listener, right? You're out there navigating this crazy, brave new world of online presentations. Let's dive into that right after this.
You know, one thing that really stood out to me from those articles you sent over was how Event Anywhere handles all the stuff that happens after the presentation is over, the follow-up, the sharing, all that good stuff. They seem to have a really smart system for getting the absolute most out of your content. You know?
Oh, yeah. You are so right to point that out. It's crazy how often that gets overlooked. But honestly, the post-presentation experience, that's make or break.
Right.
Like, what's the point of pouring your heart into a presentation if it just vanishes into thin air afterwards?
Exactly. But Event Anywhere, they make it so easy. You can share the recordings, the slides, even bonus materials if you want. And you can share it with anyone who signed up, whether they actually attended live or not.
It's like they figured out how to make your content work smarter, not harder.
100%. And it plays into this whole idea that's becoming more and more important these days, this idea of community building, you know?
Yes.
It's not enough to just, like, throw information out there anymore. You've got to create an experience, a conversation even, around your work. And Event Anywhere seems to get that, which is cool.
It's like that old saying, right? If a tree falls in the forest.
Right.
What's the point of even having this amazing presentation if nobody's around to see it? Or if they can't even find it later because the technology is a nightmare.
Exactly. And that's where Event Anywhere is really killing it, I think. They're not just making presentations happen. They're creating this platform where engagement and knowledge sharing can keep going even after the presentation is over.
Okay, so we've talked about the tech, the convenience factor, the psychological benefits, all that good stuff. But there's another layer to this whole thing that I think is super interesting. And that's the philosophical side of it all. Like, what does this big move toward pre-recorded presentations, what does that actually say about us as a society, you know?
It's a question we should all be asking ourselves, for sure. Like, have we become so obsessed with everything being perfect, so obsessed with control, that we're losing our ability to handle those raw, unscripted moments that honestly make life interesting in the first place?
Right. Think about it. Remember when, like, a technical glitch during a presentation was just that? A technical glitch, just a funny little blip in the moment?
Yeah.
Now it's like people expect everything to be flawless, perfect down to the pixel. It's crazy.
It's true. And it really makes you wonder, are we sacrificing authenticity in exchange for polish? Or are we just using technology as a way to, you know, refine our message a little bit, to make it as powerful as possible?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Because on the one hand, I totally get wanting to put your best foot forward. Of course you do. But then again, there's something to be said for just embracing the imperfections a little bit, you know, for just being real, warts and all.
Yeah. I mean, haven't we all been to those conferences where the presentations that stick with you the most, the really memorable ones, are the ones where something unscripted happened, where the speaker went totally off script or shared some crazy personal story that just resonated with you on a whole other level?
Absolutely. Those are the moments we remember for sure. The moments that make you feel connected to the person on stage, to the message they're sharing. So it's worth asking ourselves, can a pre-recorded presentation ever really do that, replicate that feeling?
Yeah.
Or are we like dangerously close to losing something really special, something really human in this quest for everything to be seamless?
It's like, are we trading spontaneity for scalability?
Whoa, that is a really insightful way to put it, because honestly, I think that's the trade-off we're looking at here, isn't it?
It's like, do we say, okay, we want that raw, unfiltered experience, even if it comes with the risk of awkward pauses and the occasional tech meltdown? Or do we go all in on the efficiency, the control of pre-recording, knowing that it might cost us a little bit of that raw human energy?
There are no easy answers, that's for sure. But one thing's for certain. Event Anywhere is forcing us to ask some big, complicated questions.
And those questions aren't going away anytime soon, this whole pre-recording thing. This isn't just a trend that's going to fade away. It's like a tidal wave.
I totally agree. And it's impacting every part of our lives these days, from how we consume our news and entertainment to how we connect with colleagues to how we build relationships. It's everywhere.
It really is. So for you, the listener, the person trying to navigate this brave new world of online communication, what does it all mean? Well, let's unpack that right after this quick break. Okay, so we've really done a deep dive on this whole Event Anywhere thing, haven't we? From the cool features to the bigger questions it brings up, like what even is authenticity anymore? And how do we really connect with each other in this digital world? It's a lot.
It really is.
But let's bring it back to you for a sec. You, the listener, tuning in, probably because you want to rock those presentations, right?
Oh.
And maybe this whole pre-recording thing has got you wondering, what does this even mean for me?
It is a brave new world out there, that's for sure.
That's what I love about these deep dives. It's not about us having all the answers, is it? It's about exploring these ideas together.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. And what's so interesting about this particular deep dive is it's not just about like this one platform or even just presentations in general. It's way bigger than that. It's about how we're totally redefining what it even means to be present in a world that's only getting more digital.
You're right. Like we used to think, oh, presence, that means you're physically in the room.
Right.
But it's so much more complex than that now, isn't it?
Right.
And the tech is changing so fast, it's hard to even know what to think about it all sometimes.
It really is.
So does this mean you should be pre-recording all your presentations now? Should we just ditch live webinars altogether?
It's definitely not that cut and dry, is it?
Not at all. It's like trying to, I don't know, hit a moving target in the dark or something.
Totally.
And that's where, like, really thinking critically about it all becomes super important. Okay, so no easy answers. But where does that leave the listener? What should they be thinking about when they come across more and more of this pre-recorded content, whether it's a presentation, a social media post, or even, dare I say, a super highly produced podcast like ours?
The big takeaway here, be discerning.
Yes.
Don't just take in information passively like a sponge. Actually ask questions. Be critical.
Like, okay, what's the intention behind this content? Is this pre-recorded thing actually adding value? Or is it just a sneaky way of hiding the imperfections?
Exactly. Or even, how does this make me feel as a viewer, as a listener? Do I walk away feeling more connected or actually more distanced?
Because ultimately, it all comes back to connection, doesn't it? Whether it's through a screen or in person, that human connection is what matters.
Absolutely. And honestly, as long as we all keep that in mind, keep that front and center, I think we'll all navigate this whole crazy, ever-changing world just fine.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This has been a really thought-provoking deep dive, and hopefully it's given you, the listener, a lot to think about, maybe even sparked some interesting conversations. Until next time, keep exploring these ideas, keep asking those tough questions, and keep those presentations engaging, whether they're live, pre-recorded, or somewhere in between.